Good morning. Happy Monday. I'm Keisha from Arizona. Greer this morning. Anybody on the line? Say good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Father Michael.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. It's Keisha from Arizona. We agree here this morning. Does anybody else join the line? I want to say good morning.
Good morning. It's Yvette Marquette.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday. Thank you.
Good morning,
Leticia
from Arizona. Anybody else join the line?
I'd like
to say good morning.
Leticia, good morning. Declare victory. It is a magnificent Monday. Yes, let's get the week started. Lord, I praise your name. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you, darling. You too.
Good morning, Eva.
Happy Monday. He is good all the time. Good morning, Steve.
I love you.
Good morning. Happy Monday. It's Leticia from Arizona. I'm your greeter this morning. Anybody else join the line? I'd like to say good morning.
Good morning. This is D2.
Good morning, D2. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday.
Good morning. Happy Monday. It's Leticia from Arizona. I'm your greeter this morning. Did anybody else join the call? I'd like to say good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Leticia from Arizona. I'm your greeter this morning. Did anybody join the call? I want to say good morning before I get started with the business at hand.
Good morning. This is Michelle from California.
Good morning, Michelle. Okay. Thank you for joining us. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get started with the business at hand. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Thank you for joining us. My name is Matisse from Arizona, and I am your hostess this morning. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, 8 a.m. Central Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are here to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you with your walk with Christ. Be sure to stay tuned in throughout the rest of the month of April, where our monthly theme is entitled The Power of Agreement. Each declare focus will be on the effectiveness of the power of agreement with the truth of God's word and its benefit to advancing the kingdom of God. Make sure to invite a friend so they can be blessed too. There is one announcement today. Please join us tonight and every Monday night for Marriage Matters. It's for marriage couples or for marriage hopefuls. You can join in the same phone number tonight, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. Central Time, and 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You will be happy that you did. There were no spoken prayer requests, but there was one prayer request that was submitted on the app, and it was submitted by our sister Brianne Davis Gray. Thank you, Pretty Patrice, for inviting her to the call. There is a young lady named Candy who is homeless and needs housing. Let us pray that God sends her speedily the right person to help her and to get her some housing. The order of the call today is the prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Dee. The declaration will be brought by Pamela. Then we'll go right into closing comments hosted by the declarer. Again, the order of the call today is the praise and corporate praise will be brought by Dee. The declaration will be brought by Pamela. Then we'll go right into closing comments hosted by the declarer. The scripture reading for today is out of Romans chapter 8, verses 3 through 4, and it reads, "For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and sin, he condemned sin in the flesh in order for the righteous required of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of His holy word. At this time, I'll take a look at your listening device and make sure your standard mute button is pressed. As the call is being recorded, and we would like to preserve the integrity of it, again, I wanted to thank each and every one of you guys for joining us on this Monday, Declare Victory. Continue to invite your friends as I now pass the call to the prayer warrior of the day, Dee. Have a blessed one.
Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Father God, we thank you for this day, Father. We thank you for waking us up this morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just keeping us all night as we slept in slumber, Father God. It is you, Lord, that kept us safe as we slept, Father God. It is you, Lord, that provided a place for us to lay our heads safely, Father God. It is you, Lord, Father God, that just gave us safety, Father God, overnight. And for that, we say thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father God, for another opportunity to be in the land of the living on today, Father God, for today was not promised to us, but your grace and your mercy, Father God. It is because of your grace and your mercy that you allowed us to see yet another day, Father God, to get it right, Lord, to minister to others, Father God, to tell them about the true and living God, the Lord our God who is one, Father God. We thank you, Lord, on today. We praise your holy name on today, Father God. We thank you for all the things that you have kept us from, danger seen and unseen, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for closing doors that did not mean us any help, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for opening the doors that we are to walk in, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for putting people in our lives, Father God, to get to draw us closer to you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for your holy word, Father God, that just allows us just to get closer to you, Father God, to be more like you, Father God, to just talk like you, to speak like you, to think like you, to move like you, Lord. We thank you for your word on this morning. Father God, we put before you our sister Candy, Father God, who is in need of housing on today. Father God, your word says that you would not withhold no good thing, Father God. So we ask right now that you just open up the doors of opportunity, put the right person in her life, Father God, to give her hope, Father God, Lord. We know that you created her to be strong and courageous and for her to have a hope and a future, Father God. So give her the right resources, Lord. Let her walk in confidently, knowing that you have what she needs, Father God. Lift up her head on this morning, Father God. Strengthen her on today, Father God. Give her joy on this morning, Father God. We thank you in advance. We thank you and look forward to the praise report that she has housing and she has stability, Father God. And Father God, we thank you in advance for her testimony, Father God, that is not what it used to be. But Father God, you have opened up a door that no man can shut, Father God, in her life, Father God. So she will too then minister and tell someone about a God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you in advance, Father God, for providing shelter. Thank you. We take it for granted, Father God. We take it for granted, shelter, Father God. But we thank you because you are the ultimate shelter, Father God. You are our place of refuge, Father God. We thank you on today for that. Father God, we praise your name for the ability to come into agreement with your word and what your word says about us, Father God. We renounce and we rebuke any contract that we came in agreement for that was not in the plan of our lives, Father God. So, Father God, we rebuke and repent from coming into agreement with the spirit of depression, Father God. We rebuke and we come out of agreement with the spirit of anxiety, the spirit of lack, the spirit of confusion, worry, and burden, Father God. Father God, we come into agreement with your word that says we have the mind of Christ, Father God. We come into agreement with your word, Father God, that says that we are to fear not, for you are with us, Father God. We are to come into agreement with your word, Father God, that says wealth and riches are in our house, Father God. Father God, we come into agreement that says by your stripes we are healed and we are whole, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come into agreement that says that you are concerned about everything that concerns us, Father God. Father God, we come into agreement to lay down our burdens at your feet, Father God, because you said you will give us rest, Father. So we thank you for that on today, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you praise for our families. We give you praise for the abilities of our jobs, Father God. We give you praise, Father God, for the ability to safely drive on the roads, Father God, to and fro our homes, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for just releasing our angels to us, Father God, that would take care of our homes while we're working, Father God, so that our homes will be better when we get home than when they were when we left, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus, Father God. I apply the blood of Jesus on each and every person on this call, Father God, so they are healed and whole, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I ask right now that you just listen and hear every prayer that was not answered, Father, that was not announced aloud, Father God, that you answer the prayer, Father God. Those who might have lost hope, Father God, answer the prayer and let them know that you are hope, Father God. Father God, those who just may be lonely, let them know that you are their friend, Father God. We thank you in advance for answering our prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you praise on this morning. We thank you for just being who you are. There's nobody like you, Father God. There's nothing that we could have done by ourselves, but you have been with us, Father God, from the day of our inception. Father, even before we were even thought of, Father God, you were with us. And for that, we praise you, Lord. Our hearts bow towards you, Father God. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name and we lift you up on today, Father God. We magnify your name on this morning. We magnify who you are to us on this morning. We magnify the things that you have done, Father God, the things that you are doing, and the things that you are going to do for us, Father God. We thank you and we magnify you, Father God. We praise your holy name, Lord. And as we come into agreement, we will take our phones off of mute and we will lift up praises to your name, Father God, for being God and God alone, Father God, for providing for us, Father God, for sheltering us, Father God, for providing for ourselves, for interceding for us, Father God, but we couldn't get it out of ourselves, Father God, for covering our children when we can't cover our children, Father God, we thank you for freeing us, Father God, we thank you for our name, we lift up your holy name, we lift up your holy name. We thank you for being for us, Father God, because if you are for us, who could be against us, Lord? Hallelujah. We praise and we honor you on today. Hallelujah. Lift up our heads, Father God. We lift up our heads on today. All ye gates, and be ye lifted up, Father God, the everlasting Lord. And we allow you, Father, the King of glory, to walk on in, Father God. We want you to know who is the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord fighting in battle. Hallelujah. We will lift up our heads on today and we will come into agreement with who you say we are, Father God. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. Hallelujah. We are a peculiar people. Hallelujah. We are a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. We are trophies of your grace, Father God. We praise and we honor you on today. Hallelujah. 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 We join in with the elders, Father God, and cry out, holy, holy, holy. Why? Father God, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy of all praise and of all honor. Hallelujah. Holy is your name. And you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be lifted up. You are worthy to be honored, Father God. We thank you, Lord, today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the ability to praise Your name on today. Everybody doesn't have the ability to lift up on today, and we thank you for the ability to speak, Father God. Hallelujah, there is none like you, Lord. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah, we cannot find no one like you. We search all over and there's no one like you, Lord. Hallelujah, we give you praise. We give you honor, Father God. Thank you for being a friend like no friend. Thank you for being a father to the fatherless. Thank you for being a mother to the motherless, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for being joy. We thank you, Father God, for being our peace. We thank you, Father God, for being our love. We thank you, Father God, for our sound mind, Father. Now, as we enter into the study of agreement, Father God, help us to align our hearts, our minds, and our spirits to agree with what your word says about us, Father God. Not what the world says, but what your word says, Father God. I ask that you speak through the declarer on today. Speak through her, Father God. Move her out the way and let the Spirit of the Lord speak through her on today, Father God. And when she's done, Father God, replenish and restore. We thank you for your word, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. It's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen. You are now in the hands of the declarer.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for that beautiful prayer, Didi. I'm just so full by your prayer. Just thank you. Thank you so much for that. Leticia from Arizona, I just thank God for you being our greeter this morning. And good morning to all of our listeners. It's so good to be on the call again. As it was mentioned, our topic for today, this month, is the power of agreement. The power of agreement. And I'm going to be kind of coming from a different angle, so just bear with me. I have quite a few scriptures that I'm going to be using, so feel free to get your notepad out and begin taking notes. Now, agreement in the Bible refers to unity in purpose and will between believers and God. When two or more believers come together in agreement, whether you're praying or petitioning for something according to God's will, there's power that's released. And this power comes from that alignment with God's purpose, and it's the presence of Jesus in our midst, and the Holy Spirit. Matthew 18, 19 through 20, the Greek word for agreement is synthenesism. And it means to agree together, to come into harmony. The Greek word for power in this context means dynamis, which refers to this inherent power and ability and strength. You see, agreement can be referred to this state of harmony among individuals or group, and it's characterized by a mutual consent, a unity of purpose, a shared belief. It involves reaching this common understanding or consensus on a particular matter, often through negotiation or compromise, sometimes a mutual affirmation. But agreement can manifest in various forms, including a verbal agreement. You can have a written contract, a mutual understanding or alignment of intention. It implies this willingness to cooperate or collaborate or act in concert with others towards this purpose of a goal or objective. Agreement can also entail unity of faith and vision, the prayer of believers and acknowledging God's sovereignty and aligning with his will. Now, the word power can be defined as ability or capacity to influence. It's the ability to to control. Encompasses strength, authority, whether physical or intellectual, emotional or spiritual. Power can manifest in different ways, such as through leadership, persuasion, or force. It often involves the exertion of energy or resources to achieve this desired outcome. Now, power can stem from this inherent quality or a position of authority or acquired skills that people might have or knowledge. It can be used for constructive or destructive purposes. It can change the course of a person's life. Ultimately, power is that dynamic force that shapes human interactions or endeavors. It changes and shapes the course of history. Therefore, the power agreement refers to this strength, this effectiveness, this impact that comes from individuals or groups that are standing together in unity, harmony, and alignment with God's will and purpose. When believers come together in agreement with one another and with God or Holy Spirit, there's this synergistic effort that amplifies the effort of our prayers and our decisions. This power of agreement can lead to breakthroughs and miracles and manifestation of God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus himself emphasizes the power of agreement in Matthew chapter 18, 19 through 20, when he states that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done by my Father in heaven. And this highlights that authority and effectiveness of prayers that are offered in unity and agreement with God's will. Throughout the Bible, we see examples of the power of agreement among believers, such as the early church in Acts. You know, we've talked about that on the call, when they're praying in unity for boldness, and when believers align themselves and stand together in truth and purpose with faith and obedience and prayer, there's this release of divine power and authority that breaks through anything, and it begins to advance the kingdom of God. Ultimately, the power of agreement is rooted in our relationship with God and his will. And as we submit ourselves to him, to his guidance, and we walk in obedience, we can experience the fullness of his power and blessings in our lives. And we can begin to see his purpose fulfilled on earth. Not only do we find power in agreement with others, but our very words have power because they carry the ability to shape our reality and influence the world around us. The law of agreement is that principle when two or more individuals come in alignment with each other, their words, through words or action, there's this binding that can manifest in various ways. And this is the law when we speak in agreement with God's truth and promises, our words align with his will. Positive outcomes will happen. But when we speak words that are contrary to God's will, we can open ourselves to negative consequences. Our words can bind us or bring us into agreement with the enemy when we speak lies, negativity, or words that are rooted in fear, doubt, or unbelief. This can ultimately give the enemy a foothold in our lives, and it hinders our walk with God. For example, negative confessions, speaking words of defeat, lack, or hopelessness can create this atmosphere that's conducive of the enemy's influence in our lives. For instance, when we continue to say things like, I'll never succeed, I'm not going to be able to make it through this situation. And it reinforced the mindset of failure. There's the agreement with sin. And when we engage sinful behavior, we make an agreement with sin, and we open ourselves to the enemy's influence, and we distance ourselves from God's presence. For example, making a verbal agreement to engage in a dishonest practice and it compromises our integrity and it hinders our relationship with God. Cursing others. When we speak words that can harm ill will towards others, it can have spiritual implications and it has barriers in our relationship with God. In Matthew 5:44, Jesus teaches us to bless and pray for our enemies rather than cursing them. On the other hand, when we speak words of faith, truth, alignment with God's will, we invite his presence and power into our lives. For example, when we speak confession of faith, speaking God's promises, his words, and declaring his truth over our lives, it can activate this power and bring about his purpose. For instance, like if we confess, I am more than a conqueror through him, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, it affirms our identity in him and it empowers us to overcome challenges. When we operate in prayer and intercession and we begin to intercede on behalf of others, we invite God's intervention in our lives and in the lives of others. When we speak words of blessing and encouragement to others, it reflects God's heart of love and strength, and it strengthens our relationship with God and other believers. You see, our words have power, and they can align us into agreement with God's purpose or bind us with the enemy's agenda. We must be careful to speak words of faith and truth and that are aligned with God's will, that strengthen our walk with him so that we can experience the fullness of God's presence and power through the Holy Spirit. Now, the Bible illustrates instances where God's people entered into a contrary agreement with the enemy. Let's look at Exodus 32. After God had miraculously delivered the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, and Moses went up unto Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments, I know we remember in his absence, the Israelites got impatient and they started asking and persuading Aaron to make a golden calf so that they could worship. They began to engage in idolatry and disobedience. And they began to worship the gods of Egypt instead of remaining faithful to God. They continued to worship idols throughout Judges. And throughout the period of Judges, the Israelites repeatedly turned away from God and worshiped gods from the surrounding nations. They engaged in idolatry. They built altars to false gods. And they followed the practices of pagan nations. Their disobedience and spiritual adultery basically resulted in God's discipline. Then there was King Solomon. In 1 Kings 11, despite being blessed with wisdom and wealth by God, King Solomon allowed his foreign wives to turn his heart away from God. He built high places for the worship of foreign gods, and including Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and Chemosh, the god of the Moabites. Solomon's compromise and disobedience led to the division of the kingdom of Israel far after his death. Then there was King Saul and the witch of Endor. In 1 Samuel 28, we find that King Saul, after disobeying God's command and facing this defeated battle against the Philistines, he sought guidance from a Median, the witch of Endor.
And despite God's refusing against him consulting this medium, in Deuteronomy 18:10-12, we see Saul went to this witch and summons the spirit of Samuel. Disobedience against God opened the door for Satan. It ended up leading to his downfall and eventually his death in battle. And then Judas, we all know what Judas did. He betrayed Jesus in Matthew 26:14-16. And Judas, one of Jesus' disciples, made an agreement to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. And this act of betrayal led to Jesus' arrest, his trial, his crucifixion. Judas aligned himself with the enemy of Jesus, ultimately leading to his own demise. These examples serve as caution to each of us about the dangers of aligning ourselves and making agreement with the wrong individual and the consequences that can result in these agreements. This emphasizes the importance of discernment and obedience to God and remaining faithful to God's truth, even in the face of temptation or pressure from others. The scripture teaches us that Satan has this has no power in our life unless we allow him access through our choice and our action. You see, when we agree to entertain sinful thoughts and engage in disobedience, we're opening ourselves up for deception. We give the enemy a foothold in our lives. Dee Dee was praying about that this morning, like closing off these footholds. In Ephesians 4:27, it tells us, do not allow the enemy a foothold. It emphasizes the importance of guarding against sinful behaviors and attitudes that provide opportunity for the enemy to exert his influence in our lives. Then there's 1 Peter 5:5-9. The word says, be alert and sober in mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. It says to resist him, stay firm in your faith. You see, this passage warns us to be vigilant, resisting Satan's attack by standing firm in our faith in God. When we agree to allow the enemy into our lives through sin or disobedience, we essentially are entering into an agreement with him by giving into temptation and entertaining lies and deception. We align ourselves with the enemy's agenda rather than God's will. And this ultimately can result in spiritual bondage and oppression, and it can hinder our fellowship with God. So it's really crucial for us to recognize that our choices have spiritual implications, and we need to be intentional when we submit to God and resist the enemy's tactics. We need to be insistent in walking in God's word so that we can experience freedom in our life. We can experience healing. We can experience freedom. But it's crucial that we need to be careful with who we're in agreement with, because our agreements can have consequences. The Bible instructs us to guard our hearts, minds, and actions, and make sure that we align ourselves with God's truth and righteousness. Now, here's how we can stay in agreement with God and the Holy Spirit in our lives. We need to submit to God. James 4:7, it instructs us to submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Submitting to God involves surrendering from our desires and choices and aligning ourselves with his will and purpose. Next, we need to renew our minds. Romans 12:2 talks about how we should not conform to the patterns of this world, but we got to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. When we do that, we can test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will for our lives. Because when we renew our minds, it involves saturating ourselves with God's word. We allow his truth to shape our thoughts and beliefs and perspectives. Next, we need to walk in obedience. 1 John 2:5-6 states, if anyone obeys his word, love, for God is truly made complete in them. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did, walking in obedience to God's command and teachings. And when we do this, it demonstrates our love for God, and it literally keeps us submitted to him, and we're in alignment with him. Ephesians 5:18 talks about how we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And this involves prayer and worship and listening to God's guidance and yielding to his leading in our lives. Next, Proverbs 4:23 says to guard our hearts. It admonishes us, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. What you say, what you speak, what you do, your thoughts all come from your heart. And if we don't guard our hearts, we're going to allow influence to influence our lives negatively. Next, we need to seek wise counsel. Proverbs 11:14 tells us, for lack of guidance, a nation falls, but victory is won through many advisors. So seeking wise counsel from fellow believers who are walking close with God can provide us with this accountability. I always talk about accountability because we need that encouragement and accountability to keep us in alignment with God's will for our life. By intentionally cultivating these lifestyles through submission and obedience, we can ensure that we're walking in agreement with God and Holy Spirit in our lives. This enables us to experience the fullness of God's presence and his power and his blessings, and it fulfills the purpose that he has for each of us. While God is faithful to honor his promises and commitment, he does not endorse or condone agreements that are contrary to his will. So it's important that we make agreements with God, because making agreements with the enemy can lead to spiritual bondage and can have severe consequences, separation from God. The power of agreement is not to be taken lightly. It carries this significant spiritual weight, as well as consequence. When we align ourselves with others in agreement, whether we think it's for good or whether it ends ultimately be for evil, we're essentially joining forces, and it's affecting our actions. And this is why the power of agreement is so significant. It requires that if we stay in agreement with God, that we have this spiritual unity with one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. This unity needs to magnify the effectiveness of our prayers and action when we're in spiritual alignment with one another. We need to make sure that we walk in authority and influence when we are aligned in agreement with God. He's giving us instructions on what we need to do. Now, influence can be used for positive or negative, depending upon the nature of the agreement. But it's important that as Christians, we are walking and being influenced by God's word. When we align with the enemy, we will experience spiritual warfare in our lives. I mean, because like I said, you're opening that door for the foothill of the foothold for the enemy to come in. And so we need to make sure that we're walking in agreement with the power of God, the Holy Spirit, and that we break alliances, as Dee Dee was praying this morning, with spiritual strongholds that are against the agreement that we are making with God, that we need to break those spiritual strongholds over our lives that we may have unknowingly aligned ourselves with. To overcome and walk in agreement with the power of the Holy Spirit, we need to make sure that we surrender ourselves wholly to God's authority and seek his forgiveness. If you find that you have aligned yourself with people who have influenced you wrongly, there are things we must do. Number one, we need to repent. We need to renounce, verbally renounce and reject that agreement of the enemy. We need to submit to God and surrender ourselves fully to God. We need to break the ties that connect us to that negative influence or that influence of the enemy. We need to make sure that we break free from those agreements with the enemy. We need to make sure that we seek restoration that God offers through his grace and mercy, because the power of agreement can be used wrongfully when it's employed for deception, for oppressive, for corruptive devices or harmful purposes. You know, the enemy is like a roaring lion trying to seek, you know, who he wants to devour. And we need to make sure that we are aligning ourselves and making agreements with the right individuals. Next, I want to encourage you that, you know, to make sure that you are studying God's word, because when you know God's word, you can be in agreement with the promises that he is making to each of us. You can be in agreement and walk in agreement with that. When we find ourselves aligned with the enemy, as I stated, you know, we need to make sure that we break those strongholds, that we not only repent, but we renounce it, we submit to God, that we break the ties, and that we begin to seek restoration in our lives. And when we do that and we find ourselves aligning with God's grace and mercy, we find ourselves aligning with God's love, and we begin to see that the power of agreement when we're walking with God can bring us peace in our lives. It can bring us values and purpose, and he can begin to direct us and order our steps. When you're breaking those ties from the enemy and drawing near to God and honoring him and walking in agreement with him,
you will begin to see your lives change. You will begin to break the chains of bondage. You will begin to break those chains that are over your lives. You will begin to see healing being manifested in your body. You will begin to see healing being manifested in the world, in the land, in our country. You begin to see God's power and glory manifested in other believers. And so I really want to encourage all of us today, as we're operating in power of agreement, that we make sure that the agreements that we are aligning ourselves with are from God, that we have not allowed ourselves to attach ourselves to the enemies by any means, but that we are not co-signing things that other people are saying that we know that can be destructive, that we are making sure that everything that we do aligns ourselves with God's will and purpose for our lives. Father God, we just come to you this morning, God, just thanking you, God, for this subject for this month, God, because it is so important, God, that we, in order to see true power and revelations of the Holy Spirit in our lives, God, that in order to receive complete healing, God, in order for our prayers to be fully answered and us to see revelation for what you're doing, God, God, that we must be in agreement with you, God, that we must resist any attempt, any temptation to be in agreement with other forces that are out there, God, new age forces or anything that causes us not to acknowledge you as our Lord and Savior, that you as our God Almighty, that you are the King of Kings, God. So God, we just pray, Lord, that you would just cover us today, God, and that you would cover each one listening, God. God, and that you would open our eyes, God, that we will begin to see, God, that you will begin to show us, God, areas in our lives where we have aligned ourselves with the wrong individual, the wrong situation, God, and that we will begin to detach ourselves from those things, God. We give you all the glory and the praise in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, I want to open the call up for those who were not able to say good morning. Let's start with the men, for those who would like to say good morning. We want to acknowledge you and greet you this morning.
Good morning, yes. Kevin.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. Thank you for the declaration.
Amen.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, Eric.
Good morning. Hey, what's up, man?
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you for your declaration this morning.
Oh, thank you. Is there any other men on the call who'd like to be greeted this morning? Let's move on to new believers, new callers, and new believers. If there's a new caller who, or someone who has not had the opportunity to speak before on this call, who would like to be greeted?
Good morning. My name is Michelle, and I was invited by Yolandra. Wanted to say good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Is there any other new caller? Well, let's open the call up to everyone.
Good morning. It's Pretty Patrice.
Hey,
good morning, Michelle, and welcome, Michelle. Kamala, great declaration.
Oh, thank you.
Good morning. This is Camille. That's a beautiful declaration. Thank you so much.
Good morning, Camille.
Good morning, it's Carla. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, DB family. This is Kat. Good morning. Great declaration.
Morning, Kat. Thank you.
Good morning, it's
I'm sorry, there was two people.
Good morning, it's Jubilant. Pam, that was a great declaration.
Hey, good morning, Juju. Who else was that?
Good morning, it's Denise. Happy Monday. Great declaration.
Denise, good morning. Good morning. Anyone else? Let's move on to if there's any questions or comments or any discussion regarding the declaration, feel free to do so now.
Hey, Pamela, it's Rochelle. Excellent declaration this morning. Oh, my God, the power of agreement, the power of saying something and coming out of those things that the enemy tried to trick us with, his devices and things people say, things people do, coming into agreement with what somebody said about us, their opinions, their thoughts, and coming into agreement with God, what God said about us and who we are and who we are to be. Oh, my God. So awesome this morning. Thank you. Thank you. It gives us a Monday power. If y'all don't know who y'all is today, going to be, then y'all better walk into today. She just told us about it. Love you, Pamela Jordan. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Anyone else?
Hi, this is Lenore. Thank you for your declaration today. I appreciate how you made it so plain. Basically, if we're not agreeing with God, then we're agreeing with the enemy. And I think to look at it just that simply is really... it really opens our eyes when we are operating in rebellion. And I also appreciate the keys that you gave us about repenting and renouncing and getting in the Word. So thank you so much for the time in your study, and thank you so much for your share.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning, Pamela. It's Dee Dee. I agree with Rochelle. Thank you for that reminder. Who do we know? We got to know who we are. So we're not agreeing with what's been said about us or what we've even said about ourselves. So I think it's just good to know, to really know that we're wonderfully and fearfully made. And so we're not. Got to really know who we are and whose we are. That power of agreement and things that we like, we can get stuck in bondage. It caught us in have things that's not a God. We're not careful enough to just not agree with everything. So this is your family always.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, it's easy. This past week I was with my siblings in Arizona, and you know, we were kind of talking about, you know, our childhood. And, you know, I had a sister that was kind of going on and on about things that she always felt about herself because of what happened as a child. And, you know, it's just, you know, unbelievable how, you know, adults could say something to you or a child. And, you know, it can go with you and carry with you for the rest of your life. And, you know, you begin to have those feelings about yourself. And, you know, not only are you operating out of hurt and pain, but you find yourself, you know, I see her doing the same thing to her daughter. And so it kind of becomes this generational thing that
is activated by the enemy, ultimately, that, you know, we begin to believe. And if we're walking in agreement with God's will, with God's word, you know, we're not believing those lies that have been told us or said to us or about us. And yeah, it's important. And we're not being influenced by people that can potentially lead us in a direction or down a road that we don't want to be led.
Hello, this is Kev. I just wanted to jump in and say it's I'm so grateful for the blood of Jesus and how we can come out of agreement with things that we've done and we do, and, you know, that get us caught up, you know, the instant come out of agreement, the feeling of that, you know, and how God to be praised for it, because, you know, we living in an evil, perverted world, you know, and yeah. For me, I could get caught up in different situations and be having to yield, like, whoa, Kat, wait, you gotta go, whoa, you know. So thanking God for the Holy Spirit and Jesus, you know, blood and us being able to come out of agreement with all this evil, perverted stuff, you know. So thank you for your declaration. But that was on my mind, right, as, you know, as everybody was leaving their comments.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing.
Good morning, Pamela. This is Gloria.
Hey, Gloria, how are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for your declaration this morning. Thank you for the reminder that we have a responsibility to stay in agreement with God. And there are all kinds of things that will come up, whether it be inside of us or outside of us, other influences that will try to come and take us off course. But ultimately, we have a responsibility to submit to the word and the will of God. And we have to fight the good fight of faith, as the Bible tells us. So I appreciate you and just thank you and have a blessed day.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. You have a blessed day too.
Hey,
anyone else? Hey, yes.
This is you. That was a powerful declaration, and as you were talking, especially coming out of agreement, it makes me think about, you know, just being mindful of conversations, you know, just really being mindful. As a scripture, I have to find it, but I kind of committed to memory. It goes, to be slow to speak, quick to hear, and slow to wrath. I have to find out where it's at. But to really be, you know, in tune with that, when it says quick to hear, you know, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You know, it's important to be in tune with God, but we have to fine tune our hearing. So, you know, as he was talking, this made me think I got to really, like, as I go throughout the day, really be mindful and, you know, just not be so quick to engage. You know what I'm saying? Like, just
Yes. Listen,
because through listening, you know, the word, you know, with thy word have I hid in my heart that I've sinned not against thee. You know, in order for the Spirit to speak, it's almost like that still small voice, sometimes with all the clutter, your own thoughts, the thoughts of, you know, what other people are saying and stuff like that. We're not, you know, we have to slow ourselves down. We have to come to, you know, take some time and breathe so the Spirit can speak to us before we respond. Because that's how we find ourselves a lot of times in these crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's how we find ourselves, you know, before we know it, it's out of your mouth. Wait,
right, you're agreeing to something and you're like, what?
Yes, you know, so that's what when you were talking, what I was thinking about, you know, because like you said, like I was saying, you can move in so fast, you know, or you can have somebody fast talking with you, and if you're not really focusing on what they're saying, you know, before you know it, you've said something or agreed to something that you never intended to do, you know.
Right.
You get that whole self-talk and all that other stuff of as far as getting out of it, you know. So anyway, that's what I was thinking about.
Okay. Amen. Yeah, that's James chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. It says, this you know, my brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. The anger of a man does not achieve the righteousness of God.
And also, I want to say, too, another thing that's been that little children's song keep running through my mind. You know, be careful, little eyes, what you see, and ears, what you hear. You know, mouth what you say. You know, because also, you know what he says? Also, there's a scripture where he talks about, you know, don't make no vow with any man, right?
Right.
So but all this kind of stuff, you know? Anyway.
Wow.
And what Juju was saying, this is Dee Dee again. When we think about that scripture, to be so to speak, and quick to listen, I always say, if you really think about how strategically God created us, he gave us one mouth and two ears because he wanted us to listen more than we speak. But that's not what we do. We are quick to run our mouth. And so I'm just grateful that we start paying attention to what we're taking in and what we're affirming and what we're amening. If it's not lining up with what the Word of God says, that's for your children. That's for your marriages. And it even goes back. It was so funny because I was thinking about that this morning. What has been said to us in childhood? And we've talked about this before. What are you saying to your children, your grandkids? Like some of these nicknames, stop it. You don't want anybody to think they're fat fat or chunk chunk or black girl or whatever it is, because you got to be, words are powerful. Sticks and stones may break my bones. We know that nursery rhyme, but words can hurt you and they're harmful. So if we are slower to speak and then quick to listen, because when you're listening, you can really hear what somebody is saying. And you won't agree to everything if you're really paying attention to what's being said. Because that old defeated devil is real sneaky. And he uses people. So just be careful.
Amen. Amen. You're so right. I mean, as Juliet was saying, you know, people get to talking so fast and you know, find yourself agreeing with what they say just by like, oh, yeah, you know. Before you know it, you done agreed to something you did not have any intentions of getting involved in. Anyone else like to share? If not, we'll go ahead and close out this morning's call. This evening is Marriage Matters. Juliet, is that 6:30? This evening, I believe it's at 6:30. And so we want to encourage those who are married or married hopefuls to join in on the call this evening. You know, come into agreement with other married couples. It's an amazing call to, you know, just even marriage hopefuls, those who are looking to be married or those who are engaged to be married. And so we want to encourage those who can to jump on that call tonight. It's the same number that you called in this morning. If there's nothing else, we're going to close out. Yes, go ahead.
So yes, I don't think Juju got off, but Marriage Matters is at 6:30. And I think one prayer request I just wanted to be able to share with all, if we can keep Elsie and her mom in prayer, just call out Elsie for caring for her mom and her mom for healing. We just want to make sure that we're coming to agreement about the healing of her mom. That's it. Love you guys.
Amen. Love you too. All right, you guys all take care. Have a blessed morning, a blessed Monday, and look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow morning. Take care. God bless you all.
Peace and love.
Have a great day, everyone.
Have a blessed